A common question I get as an English teacher is, will a language exchange help me to speak better English? And the answer is yes. But then people want to know, but what if I need to learn business English? The answer is also yes. And of course, they often ask, what if my language partner also learns English and they make mistakes? The answer is still yes. But let me tell you why that's so and how you can make the best of a language exchange. Welcome to English Coach 3Ts. I'm Tanya, and I want to tell you about a personal experience I have had with a language exchange partner. But before I do that, I'm curious, do you have a language exchange or a conversation exchange partner now? If so, why? And if not, why not? Tell me what your thoughts are on this topic, and especially share the things that have been most helpful to you. So let me tell you a little bit about my experience. When I was a brand new beginner language learner, the first thing I did was to find a conversation exchange. And this will answer the question of, is this something that will help people at different levels? Absolutely. A lot of it has to do with finding the right fit. And by that, I mean finding the person that works with you. A lot of work goes into finding a conversation exchange. And the work doesn't stop there. We need to put time and energy into that conversation exchange. My first conversation exchange lasted for about 2 years and was extremely valuable at helping me move from beginner to intermediate. Now I have two conversation exchanges. And the reason that I have two is that if you've ever had a conversation exchange, you know that it can be difficult to find time that works for both of you. Since I have two, it makes it possible for me to be sure I have someone to practice with at least once a week and sometimes twice a week. So I want to answer those questions, why it works and how it works. If videos answering these kinds of questions and helping you with other questions you have on your English learning journey are helpful, please be sure to give us a like and subscribe. Hit the little bell right next to the subscribe button so you're sure not to miss another video. So, why does it work? There are three main reasons that a conversation exchange or language partner will help you in your language learning journey. As you have heard many times before, if you want to speak better, you need to speak more. I think the number one question I get from students and followers is, how can I practice my English? I would say the number one way to practice your English without a teacher is with a conversation or language exchange. If you have someone to talk to, you're naturally going to speak more, and this is very important to your fluency. Another important thing is accountability and motivation. Having a teacher will help to hold you accountable. What that means is they help you to do what you need to do. If you say you're going to do it, they help you to do it. You can be held accountable in a number of different ways, but just having a speaking partner will automatically do that. Even as a teacher, when I have a speaking partner, I know there's a certain time and a certain day that I need to meet with that person. It's much more likely to happen than if I don't have it already planned. Also, it gives us motivation. Speaking with another person who's also learning a language can be very fun. There's many aspects to it that make it fun. But that leads me to the third thing, which is that it's fun and enjoyable. If you've been following me very long here or on Instagram, you have heard me say at least once before that learning a language needs to be fun and enjoyable for you. This is because when it's boring or it's something we don't like, we're not likely to do it. And even if we do it, we're not likely to learn whatever we were doing. I love talking with my language exchange partners because they're friendly and fun, and I learn a lot, but not just about the language. I learn a lot about culture and all kinds of things I wouldn't have learned any other way. The other thing is, here's somebody who enjoys listening to me and learning about me. This is something that we don't have enough of in our world today. I listed this as reason number three, but in my book, it's really reason number one. If you have or have had an exchange, what are some of the things you liked best about it? So let's talk a little bit about how it works. I already mentioned that the reason it works is because you're speaking more, but there are so many other ways that it works. Whether you're aware of it or not, you're learning grammar and vocabulary, pronunciation, phrasal verbs, idioms, and so much more when you're speaking with someone else in English. But let's talk about three things you can do specifically to make sure that your language exchange works the best that it can. Number one is to make a plan with your new speaking partner. And it's so important to stick to this plan. Keep doing the plan like you made the plan. But if you need to make a change to the plan, of course you can do that. Talk to your new speaking partner and see if you can find something that will work for both of you. Things you might consider talking about are the time that works best for you, the platform that works best for you, how you want to trade time. In other words, do you want to speak half in one language or half in the other language? Do you want to make corrections for each other? If you're both speaking the same language, do you want to correct each other or not? Do you want to use something like a book or a magazine to discuss? Talking about all of these things ahead of time makes it much easier. If you get going and then you find that you need to talk about some of these things, it can be a little bit challenging. But if you talk about it in the beginning, it's a little easier to talk about it once you need to down the road. What are some of the things that you think work best with a speaking partner? One of the things I can tell you from my own experience is that I have done different things with different people. Finding something that works for both of us isn't always the same. I have some preferences, but once I have worked with different speaking partners, I have tried new things that weren't necessarily my preference, but I found they added a different flavor to my learning, which of course keeps it from getting too boring. My second tip for you would be to take a little time to find a list of conversation questions. You can go on to your favorite search engine and just type in conversation questions in English, and you will get a long list of questions. I recommend that you go through some of these questions and find the questions that you like best. You might not like all of the questions, or some of them may not be appropriate for the person you're talking to. Get a list and kind of have an idea of which questions you like the best. Some people prefer to just have conversation without a list of questions. I still recommend finding a list so that you have it as a backup. If the conversation gets a little difficult to continue, you have your list of questions. You can always ask your speaking partner, does this seem like something that would be interesting to you? And if it is, then you have questions you can use anytime. My third tip for you is our ebook, How to Speak Better Using a Conversation Exchange. Tiana and I are so passionate about this topic that we wrote an ebook that gives you all of the information you need written down in one place. This book is part of a course called How to Become More Fluent Using Instagram. You get a 7-video course so that you can practice speaking on your own, plus this ebook that shows you everything you need to know about how to find a speaking partner, what to do with the speaking partner, and how to get the most out of both of these things. I'll put a link to this program below so that you can find out more information. And of course, you can put any questions you have in the comments. One of the added benefits to being part of an English learning community here on YouTube is that you have the opportunity to meet people who are learning English just like you. These are people that have the same types of questions as you and the same goals as you. If you're looking for a speaking partner, be sure to introduce yourself in the comments below. The more you can tell us about yourself, the more likely you are to meet someone else who is looking for a speaking partner as well. Say a little bit about yourself, where you're from, why you're learning English, and maybe some things you enjoy talking about or doing in your free time. If you see someone else that might be a good fit as a speaking partner, comment on their comment. As I said before, it can take some time and energy to find a speaking partner. So while you're waiting, check out this video where I break down an English conversation. There's so much you can practice in this video until you do find a speaking partner. I'll see you in that video. Bye.